All right, everybody. Welcome to the greatest podcast ever.
Greatest podcast you ever did.
I only sound unhappy because I just found out that my brand new phone is not going to be able to be activated today. I got the new Palm Pre because I'm all fancy and stuff like that. And it doesn't. The one thing that's not working on it right now is that you can't make a phone call, which is, I think, Sprint's policy now is they want to have the most ironic thing that you can have happen to the phone be what happens to the phones.
Is that the problem that all the phones have, or just yours?
Just mine.
Just yours? But she, like, knew. She warned you when she sold it to you.
She warned me when she sold it to me that the Palm Pre's are having a problem activating.
So all Palm Pre's.
Yeah, they're all having a problem. But she said, wait 2 hours. I was like, going swimming. She's like, just wait 2 hours. And then try it, and it'll be fine. And she was a woman, so I believed her.
Right.
Why would she lie?
Because she's a woman. That's why.
I mean, she's telling you about tech? All right, this is... I don't want to get sexist.
Well, it's kind of funny how this has developed, though, because I have an iPhone, and I've been just raving about it. Like, oh, so many good features, so many apps.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be like, any problems? I'm like... sometimes it'll just cut off in the middle of a conversation, hang up on someone. It's kind of hard to hear.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, so all the functions of it actually being a phone, pretty kinda lackluster. Suck, yeah, they are bad.
It's a great
I don't actually care about talking on the phone on my phone anymore, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, as long as I can text, that's really all I care about. I don't even, you know. But the thing, because what the audience doesn't know is that Jesse and oh yeah, by the way, before we continue, let's point out the fact that it is Kevin O'Shea is not here tonight.
He is
at the Punchline, doing a wonderful job hosting, and Joey Devine is drunk. I think
he's maybe hanging out with his lady, but he has called me a couple times about basketball, so it's possible he's been drinking.
he wouldn't consider sports unless he's been drinking.
Well, I mean, he'll call me midday, like getting a call at like 1:30 when Joey's kind of taking a break and something about the Warriors. That's more typical. But
filling in for Joey is Jesse Fernandez. Everybody, Jesse Fernandez back on the podcast.
How's it going? How's it going?
Jesse and Sean just had to sit and listen to me on customer service with the cell phone, where I got sent to multiple levels of tech support, and it's kind of like, I didn't realize there were multiple levels of tech support. Like, they said, well, we're going to send you to advanced tech support. It's like, why the fuck didn't you just send me there to begin with? Why is, like, well, like, we're going to send you to the shitty guys first and see if first we're going to send you some guys who are just going to take shots in the dark.
Tech support is my buddy. I got him a job. He's not. He doesn't really know what he's doing, but.
Like, if you've got...
it's a good guy.
That's like when you walk in a Guitar Center. See, if you... I think... Did I bring this up on a podcast before?
I don't think so.
This is... Okay, if you're a musician, you know what I'm talking about. When you walk in a Guitar Center, they're the most worthless people that work there. Because you go in there and you're like, hey, I'd like to buy, like... So, like this piece of audio equipment, like say that, like, we're recording the podcast with, like, I'd like to buy this. He's like, okay, well, I can't sell that to you. I gotta go get James in the bag, and James has got to come out, and he's got to go get it. And you're like, well,
it's like
why
a car dealership.
Why the fuck isn't James out here then, man? Why? What is your purpose? Like, you're just standing there, and then James comes
out to get James,
and James, like, rings it up, and then he's like, all right, well, I can ring it up, but I can only bring it up to, like, this much, you know. And then in order to get, like, the discount, because you get a discount with this, but I'm gonna do that. We gotta go get Steve over in Pro Audio. And Steve in Pro Audio is the guy who has the code for this computer. I was like, why don't they just give you all the fucking code? Yeah. Why? What is so important about that fucking code that you gotta give it to one dude? And then whenever you buy something, first off, they don't give you a bag.
Yeah, it's like a government.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
like
terrible.
A bureaucracy. Kind of
they never give you a bag. They just hand you shit and expect you to walk to the front with it, and the person has to check to see you didn't steal anything, because it's musicians and they steal shit.
Yeah.
And then the person at the front has bags. First off, that's what pisses me off. Person up there has bags, doesn't offer you if you want a bag, and they can see you're holding shit. And I'm like, all you got to stand here and do is check to see if, one, I didn't steal anything, and two, ask if I want a bag.
Yeah.
Why are you skipping that second one when it's obvious I need it? Fucking just do you need a bag? How hard is that?
You have them.
Well, it's
how
because
little?
Everybody hates their job, and by extension, they hate the customer.
Yeah, but I mean, how little are you getting paid that you can't just say the bags are right there? Like, I at least just move out of the way of the fucking bag so I can get it for myself. But then when you go,
well,
to
I'm gonna
person,
have to call over Paul so he can move me out of the way of the bags.
That's the thing. That's the fucking thing. Because you go out there. Bag
code. Paul's got to push me. I got to go get him so he can move me.
I know you're joking.
Steve
but that
can sell you the guitar, but you can't play it.
Here's
we gotta get Carl to play this for you.
No, here's the thing. I know you're joking, but that shit actually happens because you go up to there to go have them look to see if you didn't steal any shit, and they go look at your receipt, and then they're like, oh, well, this receipt has this kind of a discount on it. I got to go get, you know, Carl over in drums, and he has to come check it out. I was like, why don't you have that ability?
Because you have one job.
Yeah, like
he's got to get Carl all the way in drum center.
Yeah, all the way up in drum. And it's like we were talking about last week. Like the guy at In-N-Out Burger doesn't just do the potatoes.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he
that's
does
not actually as much as you'd like that to be a job.
It is
or
not
as much
a position.
As I would like that to just be a job. Let's be honest.
God, I mean, so fucking, you know. So I just had that experience. My new phone is where I was so excited because I was like, I felt so left out with everyone having iPhones. I didn't want to switch over to AT&T, and now this is like
Why didn't you get an iPhone?
Because I'm on Sprint, and you can't get an iPhone with Sprint.
Oh.
But this is like the Sprint's iPhone, and it's clearly
every bit as good.
Yeah, the difference between this iPhone and the real iPhone is that this iPhone doesn't work. So probably the big selling point to get the real thing is that it actually functions.
That'd be a great commercial.
I did notice the iPhone when you do like map things for walking, the iPhone really is underestimating my foot speed.
Oh yeah,
I think maybe like I'm keeping it too close to my thigh or something like that.
What
does it measure?
If you map directions, you have the option of getting transit directions and car directions and foot directions.
All right.
And sometimes I won't exactly know where something is, or I just want to see like what's the fastest way to walk there. And it'll say something like, oh, it's 1.1 miles away, you know, estimated time 24 minutes.
I'm
in San Francisco, but really?
It's really like done that?
I'm really...
You're starting to get a little insulted by...
Yeah, exactly.
You,
like, I think it's like every time that maybe like I've been eating Cheetos or something and you touch the screen and they can sense the residue. They're like,
this guy walks at 25 minute mile.
Like, he puts it in his pie. There's a lot of sweat on the face of that.
At least an episode of Everyone Loves Raymond will run out by the time this guy gets to where he wants to go.
He's gonna take a break for a snack.
I feel like that estimation of how long it would take you to travel that distance should come with like a warning about your health.
Yeah, really. I always do like kind of look at the mirror because at first I'm like, this is wildly inaccurate, and I think like, actually the iPhone is wildly accurate about most everything.
Yeah.
It should say 1.1 mile, 25 minutes, but in parentheses, and it really shouldn't, Sean.
This is on you.
It's like, it wouldn't take me this long to get that. Oh, Rugrats is back on Nickelodeon. Yeah. I guess it is pretty correct.
So, I don't know. Well, what I'm impressed by, this is why I like bringing... Jesse on the show. Uh-huh. He's written out things to talk about. He came prepared
with
extremely short notice to fill in for O'Shea, and he's already got topics and stuff like that. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, like if we ever don't have a topic, I've got some hot topics on here.
Well,
the one that worries
me is the first one on the list is gay pride. I didn't realize gay pride. I thought that already happened.
Well,
no, that's the end of the month.
Castor and it's
sort of all the time.
Every week.
Every day.
Hey-o.
But I think it's it'll get extra
Pride.
Pride
Week officially started yesterday.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think it's Pride Week.
I thought... Oh, really?
Is it a week now?
I assumed that it would be like giant parades immediately. Or is that just like one day?
It's one day.
It's one day. Okay. I've never been to it. Like, I've only heard
I went to it... I've gone to it 2 years. The first year I went was because I was I just moved to the city, and you guys probably don't know who Paul Bettany is, but he was
he's
a British comic who he moved here the same time I did, and we got to be quick friends, and we heard that gay pride was happening. And so we never lived here before, and it sounded like everyone was talking about it. So I was like, oh, it sounds like everyone goes to this, like gay people and straight people. We just moved
here. Is that true? Oh, sorry, you'll probably get to that.
No, it's I'm going to get to that. Jeez, like,
I'm so bad at hearing stories.
Yeah, we... well, you know what? I'll answer that question.
Way too into it. I'm the worst person to watch a movie
with.
Were they
gay? Were they straight?
How's this going to turn out?
So, well, to answer your question, you seem so eager. Turns out, no, everyone doesn't go to it. It's just a bunch of homosexuals, like
good to know.
For miles and miles. And we were not prepared for this amount of gayness. And
it's quantity and quality gayness too. That's the thing. Like, it's not just that there are more homosexuals than you've ever seen in one place before, but it's also like
gayer.
You're like, I didn't think like. We as think, many adult diapers, or like,
yeah. Really, adult diapers are gay.
when they're being,
they had like a specific
function. Adults in diapers.
Adult diapers are gay when the guy wearing it is 32 years old and has fucking like ripped abs and shit
and
like
pierced
that.
Pierced nipples. Yeah. And have like diaper pins in them. Yeah.
diaper pins in his nipples.
And it's weird. What I thought was weird is there's so much nudity. Like we get out of the bus station to go to this, and you know, we literally like it was like walking into a fucking weird sadistic gay Alice in Wonderland. You know, like we're downstairs and the Muni and everything's still fairly normal San Francisco, and you know, just maybe a little dirty, maybe a homeless guy here and there, and. We naively walk up towards, I guess it was Market Street, and then just fucking naked dudes as far as the eye could see. Literally, it was just naked dudes everywhere. I was like, this is fucking like, this is in public. This is crazy. And I had these questions. I was like, did the...
Is that against the law, or is it not against the law?
It is against the law, but here people just fucking do it. In San Francisco, if there's ever a
like
holiday,
arrests,
it's just a... No, it's not arrest.
Because they're afraid of like riots or whatever.
No, just because who's going to make that arrest? Yeah. Who's like, hey, buddy, get in the squad car. Like, fucking no. You're not going to go touch the naked
guy. You don't want that guy in your car.
Yeah. Get out of here.
I just...
Yeah, you get a bunch of very sarcastic people. Oh, boo.
I just
also,
immediately...
There's like a few guys dressed as cops who just are wearing like assless cop uniforms. Too.
Yeah, but that's how you know they're not really cops.
Yeah.
That's sort of the tell.
The thing that I subtle. I was always wondered about is how you get there when you're naked like that? Because there's all these fucking naked people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so did they like... Because they're not holding anything. They're not with a satchel. It's like
there's
just
no backpack.
There's no backpack. So did they just walk out their front door naked, or did they come over on the Muni?
Because
there was no change of clothes. Like it's like were they sitting next to people fucking naked like that? Did they hail a cab? How are they getting home?
Yeah.
Like there's all these questions.
I wonder if any of them are like any one dude is just like walking out of his house. He's like, fuck it. I'm not even going to wear clothes today. And he goes out there and then like everybody's naked. And he's like, oh, well, sure.
I just wonder if
don't feel
you,
special now.
Yeah. I just think I can't relate to that at all because I can't like walk out of a room without like patting my pockets to make sure I have my keys and wallet.
Yeah.
You know, like
imagine not having your pants on.
Would I just constantly be like kind of slapping my own thighs and be like, oh, right, I'm naked. I didn't forget anything. Just my dignity. That's all.
Well, I went that year, and that was like that was like 6 years ago, and then I went I think it was last year because my friend that I go to WonderCon with every year is also a professional artist, and he one of the things he always does is he designs. He's also gay, and he designs. Floats for the parade.
Okay.
And so I thought, you know what, I'll go see the float he designed.
How does he design them? He just like draws?
He does
like,
everything.
Does
he designs it and then he builds it. And it was impressive. It was actually like one of the, apparently his float designs win certain years. So
oh,
he's,
wow,
you know,
nice. Yeah,
he's really good. So I said, you know, I'll come out and see the the float. And also it was back when I was working at Gold's Gym too, and so it was the Gold's Gym float. Now that's talk about gay. That's like, another reason I didn't go to gay pride, because
that's gay arrogance, right there. Actually, yeah.
I was seeing the gayest shit every day for like 8 hours a day. I'm not gonna go to a fucking to a parade for it, because it was parading through the front door every day.
Your Gold's Gym was like the one in the Castro.
I worked at the one south of Market, and that was interesting to say the least. Working in the
and South of Market, is that a gayer area?
You wouldn't think by walking around South of Market, but you walk into that Gold's Gym and it's just fucking the gayest shit you've ever seen.
What's the address of Gold's there?
1001 Brandon Street. I still remember that.
Okay, what's the cross street?
Brandon and
we were at the bar. We were at the bar like kitty corner away from that one day, like writing a while back.
Okay,
Let's edit that out. Let's just edit that whole whatever. But yeah, I was planning on going to Gay Pride this year because like I know a girl who's gonna go to that.
If you like seeing naked dudes, then I would say absolutely go.
But it was
if that girl's like, it's seeing like a bunch of men, no real quality standards on it, but just like flaccid penises out in the sunshine, that makes me want to touch your penis.
Yeah, see,
Jesse.
Maybe I'll get her in the mood.
That's a go.
All right, clearly I didn't think it out enough.
There are a lot of fag hags out there. Is that an offensive term?
Fag
hag? I don't even know anymore.
I don't think so. I don't think fag hag is offensive, and I think
I've heard is like a safer.
Really?
Really?
It doesn't seem like it would be.
I actually have a say fag 10 times a year pass because I worked at Gold's Gym.
That's
true. I'm allowed to say it, but I can't say it in a mean way, of course.
Right.
But I'm allowed to kind of use it jokingly, and it's no problem because I worked in the gayest place on earth. You can hear the techno from outer space. That's how gay Gold's Gym South of Market was. It's a good gym, don't get me wrong, and they have good deals. You can always call and sign up. I'll always stand up for that gym and its quality, but I can't defend its gayness. we would have they would come in with these posters to post gay events. And, they'd show them to the manager, and he'd have to okay them. And it was like what would be considered to be far beyond appropriate in any normal gym was mainstream. The picture with the guy, like, you know, when they cut off like a picture right before you get to someone's crotch, that we had so many of those where it was like I now know exactly where a cock will begin and end from the posters that we had at Gold's Gym. It's just like, so that's how far it is between a belly button and a wiener on somebody. Every day I had to see that. And I remember the
how long did you work there for?
I worked there for a year and a half.
So it became pretty normal.
You never get used to it. And I remember the day I quit, that was like they asked me jokingly, like, what's the thing you're gonna miss the least? I said, I was probably the faggotry. I'm gonna have to say never got used to seeing dudes kissing, never got used to fucking gay literature. It was one of those things. Not that I'm homophobic. Just that you just don't get used to it. You're just and then I felt not so bad about it when I had gay coworkers that would get sick of it too.
Yeah,
they were also like, man, this
is
place
over
is
the
fucking
top.
Gay.
Do you think like for gay pride, like a lot of people like go like they try and gay it up, like they try and get gayer?
I think
for,
so.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
That seems rather contrived then.
The contrived gayness.
Yeah. like you're gay. Do you really have to be gayer to like prove something to
somebody?
I think they're
just having a good time.
Yeah. And I think the bar's kind of raised. It's like Halloween.
Yeah.
It's not like we're always in costume and then we have to like costume even more on Halloween.
I can see how it probably is really fun though.
If you're gay,
I guess it's sort of a costume party, but the costume is to exaggerate just generally whatever.
The one thing I don't understand is, and I'm with Hawkins on this. Hawkins has a great joke about this. Is you kind of gotta if you're because right now the gay to get political for a second, the gay community is having a little bit of a civil rights issue, You know they're.
Which, by the way, it shouldn't be an issue. Like,
I don't know. I could care less if two people who are gonna get married. You know, it's like,
yeah. No, that's where I agree.
But here's the thing: that not helping win over the Midwest when you have the rampant public nudity at Gay
that's
Pride.
A good point. And I bet like in the like the Yes on 8 campaign and stuff. Like, they use examples from Gay Pride, like, just scaring the crap out of mid, like, just people who aren't used to that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, and I don't know if they think if they get married, then the startup nude camps, you know, all over those, but it's really, you know, it's just, honestly, it's just fucking San Francisco, and it's really not a lot of the places in the country you can go where you see fucking naked dudes. It's really just, as long as you just don't come here on this weekend, you're not going to see naked live dudes.
Yeah.
But you definitely probably shouldn't be doing that if you're trying to win some respect.
Hearts and minds.
I mean, the hearts and minds of mainstream America. I'm not saying you should compromise yourself to please other people. I don't. If I thought that, I wouldn't do comedy. Mm. But you know, probably not a good not a bad idea. That was it. But you remember Hawkins had that joke where he's doing the guy walking down the street with the bass drum, like ding ding. Check out the waiter.
That was about Gay Pride.
About Gay Pride. About this very issue that you might want to stop that show taking your wiener out.
Hawkins was at Aspen.
I'm
awesome.
Sure he was. Yeah.
It was so awesome.
What were you doing at Aspen again?
I had a film in the funny
That's
film
awesome.
Finals of the
that
National
so cool.
College Funny Film Competition.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Going to Aspen.
Second place. Not bad.
How many good. Votes did you lose by?
10. 10
wow.
votes. Yeah. And I won the, I hear I won the in-house vote, like for the live screening. I won that. And I lost the internet one, which I think is less legitimate.
Yeah, I think that's also Les Jamet as well. That was
All right, screw you.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations. I think that's a great victory to have, you know, the to win the House support and things like that. Because internet vote, you can always say that's really like it's an internet click war in a way.
Yeah.
You know, like keep going. You just got to rely on your friends, and sometimes friends are douchebags. You know, and some people have just better friends than you.
Well,
I mean,
and that contest was also like the ones. I feel like you can more expect your friends to be like, you can vote once a day or something like that.
Yeah.
That contest was you could vote every 5 minutes.
Which is exhausting.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Just like you can even try to be a good friend and...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really exhausting. But there was a representative from Comedy Central there, and she said that she really liked my
Fantastic.
Content. So like, I think that's good.
Yeah, like, definitely.
Yeah. So it was pretty sweet. I ate dog food when I was up there accidentally.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That
Did you
was,
hear about that?
I heard about that because we were doing things we made last week. You brought up the eating the dog food.
Well, I only brought it up because Emily brought it up, so I had to.
I think that's hilarious because I
let
always...
it die.
and that was true. You just had candy and you had dog food in one hand and candy in the other hand. Why don't
you
tell the story for the audience?
Yeah. Well, in Aspen, like we get into our rooms and we each get like these big bags of swag. Just like candy and t-shirts and apparently dog food. I thought it was just candy. So like I reach in and like I pull out like Twix and like other stuff. Uh-huh. And I run into my buddy's room and I'm like, man, candy. And I like reach into the bag of other stuff. And like I saw like a picture of a dog on it. But like sometimes the candies have pictures of animals. It doesn't mean like it's going to be fox food or anything like that. Dinosaur. So like I'm like, yeah, this is, you know, chalky, you know, peanut butter flavored stuff. It's gotta be. And I put it in my mouth. Oh, that's sort of like chickeny, you know,
chicken
mystery
liver,
beef.
Right.
Yeah, with oats.
Was it like a treat?
No, I think it was like high end dog food.
But was it in a
So it was good
it,
dog food
how
at
was
least.
It, how was it what like was it in a can?
No, it was in a bag. like an orange bag, which like that sounds like candy to me,
that's
right?
Yeah. That's deceiving.
Yeah. And well, it was surrounded by candy. It's not fair. It's not fair.
Well, do you want it?
It was like nested in candy. It's the only dog thing it's, in there.
Here's what I love most about this story is if for those of you who don't know what Jesse Fernandez looks like, he looks like an MMA fighter. He used to wrestle in high school, and he looks like it. He just kind of has like a muscular build, and he's kind of got like that face of the guy who like, no, I don't mean that
who
in a
eats
bad
dog
way.
Food for protein.
No, you just look
right?
like you look like a jock. You just kind of have that look. And when you start saying shit, like if I was to cast you in a movie, I'd cast you as the jock who would be like, hey man, there's candy. Check it out. Oh, dog food, but there's candy here. Why would you do that? And then like you like go throw a football like in anger. And like just when I heard the story, like I just couldn't stop laughing inside. I was like, oh, this is exactly what my caricature of Jesse Fernandez that I've created in my head would do. Right. It would eat dog food.
All right. Well, I'm open to play parts, so if anybody has...
If for some reassurance, yesterday I had lunch with some people from Rooftop.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, not a business lunch. I just worked by their office. And I, one of the girls that works there I hadn't seen in a while, and I asked her how Aspen was, and I was like, I heard one of the comedians ate dog food, and she named a different comedian who had eaten dog food.
Who? I'll spread that rumor.
I don't remember the name, but...
Dave Thomason ate a bunch of dog food.
It wasn't a name I remembered, but he... I think he did it like more brazenly and maybe enjoyed it a little more.
Oh, really?
I don't know, but you... There
I'd
was
be happy
at least
if somebody stole
one
my thunder.
Other person that ate dog, one other comedian ate dog food.
Really?
Because it was
like,
human food at the Aspen Comedy Festival.
I didn't even hear about that.
Well, if that meant bum make you feel a little bit better.
Yeah,
than this.
See, it's a mistake people can make.
I'll figure it out. I'll find out the name.
Watch, you'll find out it was me.
Oh, she's like, oh yeah, you know that guy, Ralph Jenkins. You know, he used to wrestle in high school. He had a filming competition. We're like, you mean Jesse?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Really ate that dog food. He ate the shit out of that dog food.
What? Why the dog food and the care package? Like, what?
Purina was sponsor of the festival.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Purina? That's Purina food? I thought it was like, oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter. It's like dog food is dog food.
Yeah, it's not like... Oh, this
like,
dog
yeah,
food is terrible.
Yeah.
I've had such better dog food by mistake.
This guy
the American Kennel Club.
This guy at the festival, I was talking to him about the dog food thing, and like it came up that it was high-end dog food, and he was like, how could you possibly have high-end dog food? Like, it's like, is your dog tired of eating chalky brown stuff? Well, why don't you try chalky brown stuff?
Like, this is made out of a horse that won a lot of races.
You know? It's made out of the horse we probably shouldn't have killed after all. Yeah.
It's the horse that won the Triple Crown with. Like remember that horse? Remember
he couldn't go out to stud because he died, but...
Your dog will love him.
He's delicious.
Man.
Anyways, that was that story.
Now here's what confuses me about Jesse Fernandez's sheet. Now I keep looking over at it about the Jesse Fernandez's sheet of topics. And under gay pride, you have unicorns. I feel like that's the same topic.
I mean, it's not like the topic of unicorns in general. It's just like one specific incident in my life, you know, that involves. Was that funny?
Yes, because I gotta know. It's like it's really not just unicorns in general. It's about a personal incident. Like this is
a personal unicorn.
All right.
Moment.
Well, I'll explain it. I almost got expelled from college
because of a unicorn.
Yeah. Well, in a business speech class. I'll just say I almost got expelled from college for showing my teacher a drawing that I'd made of two unicorns humping.
Why would you have done that?
I'll explain that.
Is
that in your video?
Yeah, we do a lot of not in the cartoon, but like it things we made. It was a running joke for a long time where we would just randomly show that drawing. but in college I was in the business speech class, and one of our assignments was like to give a speech on I don't remember, like obesity or something. But we were allowed to like use a note card. And what I did like throughout my entire speech was like I would just stare at the note card and like clearly be reading off of it my entire speech. Uh-huh. And then we had to turn in our note cards at the end of the speech. Right. And I turned mine in and my teacher realized that what I had been staring at the entire time was a drawing of two unicorns humping.
And you had just memorized your speech.
Yeah, I had memorized my speech and made it sound like I was reading. Which I thought was a hilarious joke.
Right, right.
But she thought that I should be expelled from school.
So...
Is that like sexual harassment?
It kind of
that's
is.
What, that's what she thought it was. Which, like, I didn't see the connection. But I guess she thought that the unicorns were supposed to symbolize her and I. I guess I shouldn't have labeled them. But the point, I didn't actually label them. The point is, like, that's so stupid. Like, that. Because, like, how could you look at a unicorn and be like, oh, that's me for sure? Like, unicorns aren't going to look like...
I think her looking at unicorns and assuming that that was you and her is less audacious than you looking at, like, just deciding that your strategy for remembering the speech and looking at the unicorns, I think that's more the outrageous thing. Yeah. Is like that your idea is...
I was trying to do a joke, like a, yeah, like sort of a prank kind of thing. I guess I can see...
Were you pranking your teacher?
Well, I mean, I told my friends they were going to do it, and I told my friends I was going to do it, and they all were like, that is a great idea. That could not go wrong. So what? I was like, yeah, all right, everybody's on board.
You have shitty-ass friends. That is why you did not win the internet competition. Now, these are the same friends that... So like, and did the... Hold on, I'm trying to piece this all together. It's so fucking bizarre.
I wish you guys took my side on this.
How
wait. So what was the disciplinary process like?
Well,
like,
that's got to be really embarrassing.
You still have not to get really because like that class, right?
I had a bunch of teachers who were like, "That's retarded. That's a hilarious joke." You know what I mean? Maybe I didn't explain it to you guys in such a way where you were because like I started out with the unicorn thing, and then worked backwards. So like the joke didn't hit you the right way. But like a lot of my teachers, they were like, that's really funny, that teacher's stupid. So like I had a bunch of teachers vouching for me, you know. And plus like I had
it does seem like an overreaction that she would think you should get
expelled. Yeah.
Yeah.
What
like maybe like you get a C on this project.
Right.
Like that would be appropriate.
What
I did get a C on it, by the way. I passed. She wanted to get me expelled and gave me a passing grade on that assignment. So
she's like, these unicorns are incredibly offensive. However, your delivery and your argumentative skills are fantastic.
You and you know what else?
It together.
I graduated that year.
Uh-huh.
I ended up not getting expelled. I graduated that year, and at my graduation, she like ambushed me with a hug.
Really?
Like, I didn't hug any of my teachers. And she snuck up on me and, like, gave me a hug. And she's like, hey, you know, you come back anytime.
She kind of hugged you from behind, like the way a unicorn would take another unicorn
like
on
sensed,
top of a
I sensed that somebody
rainbow.
Was behind me, and I turned around, and she, like, hugged me. And then she, like, slapped me on the chest. And
really?
She, yeah, which was really
slapped
slap?
You on
that's
the chest.
Really
that's
weird.
Like, that's kind of what you would do to... tell a unicorn to go faster whether you're riding it or you're riding it.
Like she made photocopies and like sent them to the proper authorities and stuff.
Wow.
So like there are probably like four copies of those unicorns just floating around the school at any given time.
That's a pretty good drawing of unicorns fucking though.
I think so. Yeah. It's very stark too. Like it's not a romantic drawing.
No, it's
purely sexual.
No. It's almost a medical diagram sort of drawing. Like if you'd seen it, like it's very not romantic.
Was the unicorns don't seem that into it. No.
Yeah.
It's the same one from the movie. Same one from the.
No. The unicorns doing it is not in the movie.
Okay. Because I was about to say, like, I don't remember unicorns in the movie. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's you have other animals having sex.
Yeah, like it inches right up to two unicorns doing it, but it doesn't actually get to that in the cartoon.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. All right. So, this is fucking. That was great. That was
Was that worth it?
That was definitely worth it. That was
kind of tied in with gay pride a little bit.
Yeah, I guess a little bit. Unicorns almost got you expelled from college. And you answered a question I was going to ask too, which is what year did you do this? And I was thinking maybe you were 18 or 19, and this was the year before you graduated. Yeah. You were like a full on 21. Yeah. You were a grown man at this point. Like,
well, I mean, it was 2008, so.
last year? Son of a bitch. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I hope my parents don't listen to this podcast.
Trust me, they're not listening to this podcast. I think other than me, when I listen back to the podcast to just make sure the levels are all not horrific, I think
more people should be listening to this podcast.
I think so. I think it's a very entertaining podcast.
You know who's a really big fan of the podcast? Who's Nathan Jackson.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I will get separate messages where he asks for a specific download link or where to find old podcasts.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you know what we should do is we should figure out how to put this on iTunes, and then you could just download it all iTunes.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be
cool. I think I was going to get Divine to do that, but he's just so drunk all the time. I mean, just always with the drinking.
Is it as big a problem as that, or are we mad at him for some other reason?
No, we're just fucking with him. Oh, okay. He's not here. If you're not here, you automatically get, you know.
And Kevin, drinker.
Oh, man.
Goodness gracious.
He's probably drinking now during his set.
Now, did you see, also on your list here, because I did want to get to this, because I loved this movie. You saw Up.
I was just talking about Directions.
Oh.
No, I did see it. I did see Up, yes. I didn't like it.
I didn't see it.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it.
How do you not like Up? That was like that was the
I know, I'm
the
probably
best
the
movie
only I'd
seen in all year easily.
I'll give it to you. It's a good movie. But okay. I didn't like it. Because I feel like it manipulated my emotions. Like it seemed very intentional to make me feel sad.
Well, yeah. Like that first 10 minutes is an emotional roller coaster.
Amazingly said. I still haven't seen it. I don't know, but I imagine it's.
But I don't think that's fair.
I leaned 10 feet away from the microphone to say that sentiment.
Though. Yeah, right.
I don't think it's fair that in the first 10 minutes they make us feel that way. Because like I don't even know these characters yet. Like you can show me just random pictures of sad things happening, and I'll get sad definitely. But I won't be like that was an amazing experience. Like all you did was show me sad pictures, and then like I was forced to feel sad.
That's an interesting take on it because I just felt sad, and I was trying.
I was sad, and I was like, "God damn you, people!"
I was more angry that I was feeling sad because I went to see it with a very pretty girl, and I was like, "I can't cry."
And was she keeping
you really
it together
really
well?
She was keeping it together really well, and I wanted to cry. I was like, seriously, like, oh my God, I'm totally gonna cry at this scene. It's a cartoon, and
children go to see this movie.
The children see this, and I like really wanted to cry too. I didn't just like want to tear up. Like I was like, I really want to just fucking cry right now. Just like head in hands, cry. This is really fucking sad.
Yeah.
And
I had
she
the
was,
same thing. Like I really wanted to cry too.
And
but I had the backdrop of like. I don't want to feel anything.
Yeah, but you want to be a dude. You want to be a grown man and not cry at the movies. And then I found out later, though, she went and saw the movie again because she really liked it, and she cried at but she saw it again. And I think she was trying not to cry.
Oh, really?
Because
oh.
I was there, and so it was kind of like
that's
a mutual.
Sort of
was there any like little like a hand squeeze? Like it's gonna be okay?
No, we don't do that shit.
We just make love.
Just
love and movies. That's it.
Right. And I'll edit all that out.
really?
No, maybe. Oh, okay. I don't think she listens to the podcast.
Hey, have you noticed? Sorry. Did you have more? I cut you off.
No. That was. I was just surprised that Jesse didn't like it. But I understand what.
But
you're
but
saying.
I totally understand. Like it had a lot of like great visual effects, like really imaginative stuff.
It was funny too.
But I really feel like they went really point A to point B to point C to get us to feel the emotions that they wanted us to feel.
But what about the humor? I thought that was legitimately a funny movie. And clean humor too. It's so hard to write. I mean, we all know that. And it had legitimate goofball clean humor that was okay to laugh at. I mean, the shit with the dog.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Because it was like a dog. Like,
I loved it when every time they like stopped immediately and they were like, squirrel. Like,
yeah.
I busted out laughing.
Yeah, I thought that was great. You got to see it.
I really want to see it.
So what were you going to say? I'm gonna cut you off there.
Oh no no no. You're dating a specific lady right now after not having dated a specific lady for a while. You're seeing somebody.
Yeah.
You have a person in your life.
I don't want to say you're engaged.
Why are we being
no. Oh, are you?
Okay. He's a person. I am. I guess. Yeah. One of those. Yes.
Yeah. Does this person, does she ever see, watch your comedy?
She has seen my comedy before.
Do you find that you have you feel less comfortable with your bitter, lonely man, self-deprecating material?
Oh,
is that how you would characterize it?
I didn't realize that was my material.
I'm not saying that's all your material, but the portions of your set that are maybe more.
No, because I lead into that now with the getting laid again.
Oh, bit. Right. So
I kind of I start off with getting laid again, and then I do the girlfriend bit, which I actually discussed with Jesse earlier today, is an amalgam of like six or seven bad girlfriends that I've put together into one bad girlfriend.
But mostly one.
which is my high school girl, which is true.
Okay.
But it was a girlfriend I went out with back in high school. It's mostly about her. But not that I even have any bitterness towards her anymore. To be perfectly honest, like it's been so long. Yeah, it's in semester, but she makes for good comedy. So yeah. I'm not going to get rid of those jokes. But I enjoy doing that material enough that so far, like, because you get tired of jokes and shit like that.
Yeah,
like those jokes for some reason I just don't get really that tired of them. Because you can always add on new shit to them. You can remember something an ex girlfriend did too and just hack it on, which is great about having the amalgam girlfriend routine. Because you just pick and choose
and
from.
It's not really dishonest. You're like, you just pause it.
It's
a good way to get empathy with your audience. Like,
yeah,
because everybody knows someone at least who's had those experiences and like.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So I don't feel weird doing the jokes in front of her either, because I know she doesn't. I don't think she listens to my routine.
Oh, there you go.
She's not really paying attention.
But she's heard it so many times. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I was in. Is it appropriate to change subjects? Or are we still?
No, go for it.
No, we have no form here.
Okay, I was in Hollywood last week.
Oh, listen to this guy.
Yeah. And I was at the UCB Theater, and across the street is the Celebrity Center for Scientology.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there.
All right.
For 2 hours.
What?
Whoa.
Hey. Yeah. And it was ridiculous. That place is absurd. Like,
were you like taking a test or getting
a tour?
I
got stood up for a date, so I had some time on my hands.
All right.
And I went in there. Like, I was really curious to like see like how they try and recruit people, and like, I knew it would be absurd, but like this was like it's so on its face a money making tactic.
Right.
Like they try and sell you books at various points like throughout the tour, and like really high pressure sales, and then they try and sell you on like courses and stuff. And it's like it's so obvious that they're just making money.
Yeah, well it was invented by a fucking science fiction writer. It's not. Yeah. It wasn't by a religious guru, you know.
Yeah.
Although I have to say, at least that religion is a little honest in their bullshit about being religion. Because I hate just religion in general. You know, I mean, I'm pretty open about being an atheist, and you know, it's like.
Well, they all inspire like a certain amount of amusement, but I think the new ones are extra ridiculous because they're so new.
Yeah,
recently invented.
They've got to come up with new shit to combat, you know, this old shit. And it's kind of like, what are you going to come up with this new that I haven't heard? And then Scientology has, like, aliens in it, right? Isn't that the way it works? Did they tell you that? Out of curiosity,
you don't learn that for
you're not supposed to know that, but, like, it's so become
like
public
Cruise
record
is like a
because
level
of
14 or something. Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to learn that once you're in it for, like, 10 years or something. But, like, it became public record because there were, like, some court cases.
Yeah.
And so they sort of had to get that information out there.
I think maybe just somebody, people that quit are just like, you never believe this shit.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
But there's a, like, there this Church of Scientology has really strong arm tactics to like get people who leave the church to be quiet, because they get all this information from you when you're in the church.
Uh-huh.
And so they can just do like campaigns on like smearing you completely.
Well, I believe there was a journalist who did an article, I think it was like a Rolling Stone article, who went through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like he was in it
for the article?
It. Yeah, just to expose it.
Wow.
Because I was reading I was reading it at work one day. I remember I had a friend. It was at Gold's Gym. He was talking about the Thetans and stuff like that. Or is that?
That's Thetans, right. Yeah.
I can never tell if it's Scientology or if it's Star Wars now. Because Star Wars has the midichlorians, and it's kind of too similar.
I usually check it with an e-meter. That's a good parallel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she did the e-meter test for me too.
What'd you find out that you needed glasses?
Well, yeah, basically you can't not find that out. But she was like, you know, the meter will like go off the charts if something is wrong in your life. When I ask you questions about things, she'll ask me. She would ask me like, what's something in your life you want to change? And then like it would go like all the way to one side, and she'd be like, oh, what was that? That was a big one. And I'd be like, I wish I was taller. And like I was being sincere about it, so she couldn't get super frustrated. She thought I was like a big idiot. So she's like, let's try that again. And like,
so,
and then I'd go over again. I'd be like, she'd be like, what was that? And I'd be like, oh, I thought I had a stain on my shirt, but I don't. And then like,
here's what. Here's what really bothers me. Like, that we can all agree is just ridiculous. You hear that and you go, oh my god, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Yet I was listening to Loveline the other night. Don't judge me. I was driving back from Sacramento.
I think it's a good show.
It's a good show. It's kind of the same show over and over again.
That's true.
And they had a guy on there, the guy who wrote Ghost Whisperer, apparently that TV show.
Okay.
Apparently this is a guy who really does believe in fucking ghosts and shit.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, wow.
Why, oh, I didn't.
How do you write that show and not be a charlatan? You
well,
know,
he,
like...
he had an out-of-body experience, and, you know, I don't want to, you know, at first I don't want to shit on a guy for like, okay, if he had an out-of-body experience and he thinks he saw his body and stuff like that. There have been ways they've explained that phenomenon scientifically years ago.
Right.
But, you know, if the guy believes it, I'm not going to fuck with the dude's faith. But now he's kind of doing the whole scam artist thing where people are calling into the show asking, like, oh, so you can talk to dead relatives. And I'm like, trying to talk to the dead relatives. And
I think that's so irresponsible.
It's irresponsible. And then he starts talking about shit like, well, you know, when you have the out-of-body experience, what happens is you see your body, you still connect to your body through this, it's a long metal tube that's connected to your sternum, and people are fucking eating this shit up like, how the fuck do you know that?
Yeah.
That's not real! That's, like, that is fucking, it's fake mumbo-jumbo bullshit, and like, whereas the Thetans and the midichlorians are all, like that obviously is not real.
Right.
It's weird how Scientology is the only religion that's not correct.
Yeah, it's but you can shit on that, but don't talk about, you know, like, not speaking to dead people.
God, oh, yeah, the haunted, my house is haunted.
I think it's terrible that Dr. Drew, who is a licensed practicing doctor, like an addiction specialist at Las Encinas Hospital, he's an actual practicing doctor. Like, we're supposed to trust this guy, and he has Ghost Whisperer on?
I thought the same thing when I was listening to it. I was like, how
do we trust Dr. Drew now?
Like, I've lost all... How will I ever know why my girlfriend's vagina smells so bad?
Yeah. He can give us some scientific explanation, or maybe it was ghosts. That's like equal in his eyes, apparently. Like, that's really frustrating.
That is my least favorite thing, too, by the way. It's when it comes to religion, if there's anything that drives me crazy the most, it's the guys who say they can speak to the dead. Those guys, because it's always like, a scam, and they're always trying to make money off it. And that's why I encourage everyone listening to the show to go to randy.org. And if you want to, it's this guy, he's a former magician, and his... what he does now is he tries to disprove the occult, you know. So, and people who are like TV psychics.
Oh yeah,
his whole deal is he tries to, you know, debunk all their shit.
Uh-huh.
And he was the main guy who got ruined Uri Geller in the 70s.
Okay.
And him with Johnny Carson actually
switched the spoons
on Uri Geller. Yeah, so it was actually, so a lot of people think it was partly Johnny Carson's idea, because Johnny Carson didn't like Uri Geller because
Johnny Carson used to be a magician too.
Exactly,
right?
So he knew how the trick worked, and so he was the Amazing Randy at that time was just starting to get known for disproving all that stuff. So they kind of conspired to fuck with Uri Geller. And now Randy has this foundation to where, like, he'll give like $1 million to anyone who can prove they have supernatural powers. And no one's won it because has supernatural fucking powers. Yeah. It doesn't exist.
You know, Chris Angel actually on a TV show confronted the Amazing Kreskin with like a $500,000. Like they were judging. It was like, oh, it was supposed to be the like America's Next Top Mentalist or something.
Oh, God,
talking to the mic.
America's Next Top Mentalist or something. And while they're supposed to be judging, at some point Chris Angel gets really pissed off at Kreskin and says, and like slides a manila envelope across the table and is like, "You can tell me what's in that envelope. I have a check for $500,000 written into your name." And the producers are like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, no, this is the Amazing Kreskin. We gotta just judge here." And Chris Angel goes into like full mind freak mode and he's like turning his head and like throwing down. And it's also a manila envelope, so it's very undramatic. Like, it's not a smoking envelope. Yeah, it's not like a reveal. And Kreskin looks very scared.
Yeah.
You know what was in the manila envelope? A picture of two unicorns having sex. Yeah. And we'll end the podcast. Oh,
call back.
Hey. I want to talk about Scientology more.
Wait, did you have some more on Scientology?
Well, it's kind of hard to end with Scientology.
There's so much.
I was on the orientation with, and like they showed us the orientation video, and like in it, the guy's like asking like some question about like what books people should buy, and then like the person he asked is like, "The government's trying to control your mind." Anyways, and then they like go on to whatever they're talking about. And like every once in a while, the guy who's like watching the orientation video with me like looks back at me like, "Oh, you know, like you don't believe this kind of thing, do you?" Right. Like that sort of thing. And afterwards, he paid for an $80 course in Scientology, which and this guy, like, she's like, "What do you do?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm an artist." And she's like, "Oh, what kind of art do you do?" And he's like, "I'm a model," which isn't art. You know what I mean?
It's like, "I'm a paint salesman." Yeah, well, really.
And then later he said he had to leave because he works the graveyard shift at a grocery store. So like he backed it up even further. He's not even really a model.
He's not even a sandwich artist.
Well, he lives in Los Angeles. Yeah. He's going to be exactly what I'm going to be.
He's exactly the type of person that Scientology is after. Like the self-indulgent, like, "It's all about me. I want to live for the next trillion years" type of person.
Yeah. You know? But then again, if you lived in LA, why would you want to live for another trillion years?
He was wearing a vest with like no undershirt. So like bare arms, really? Backwards hat, sunglasses. Wore the sunglasses during the movie. When they turn down the lights. Like, that's this person.
I actually think that guy could maybe benefit from some classes. Actually.
Yeah. It's something. Anything.
My personal e-meter is.
Out of curiosity, what kind of sunglasses?
I think they were Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so
nice ones.
So he's more like a metrosexual kind of guy.
Well, he seemed like pretty masculine. Like, he's real tall.
Except for
like
the vest with no shirt. That's
well, I mean, as far as his mannerisms, like, he had the backwards hat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that's right.
Which he'd be like, a top, probably.
Yeah. nice loafers, no socks.
He sounds like a clown. He's
he struck me as absurd, like, immediately.
How do you know? Wait, how do you even know this guy?
He just happened to be there, like, also for the tour.
Oh, the same tour. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just pictured you like you were hanging out with this guy during the day. Like, I just made it sound.
Hey,
like
you wanna
I just randomly
sound. He's like, "Oh, yeah, I don't want to be back at Ralph's for another couple hours."
No, he's just a random dude, and now he's in the church. Like, he's taking a 7-week course.
We're gonna see him. Well, if My Name Is Earl was still on, we could have seen him as a guest star, but it's been canceled.
Oh,
so Scientology is not as powerful as it used to be in Hollywood.
Oh,
so
and by the way, like, if you want to badmouth Scientology, they really use like strong arm tactics to quiet you.
Yeah,
you know, like if they can learn anything about you, they will like use it against you. So if you like go take a tour so that you can make fun of them later, you really should use your friend's information.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Patrick Bulger is going to get...
Yeah, he's really...
he's going to get a threatening letter.
He's in trouble now.
I did not know that. Well, it's fucking... All the dirt people already know about me on this fucking podcast. So.
True.
Man. And once I'm finally done with my job, then we start doing the podcasts, and I'm going to start talking about all the shit I've been doing outside of work, because that's the only reason I haven't dropped some of the more risque shit, because I'm still employed. Once I'm out of work and we do that podcast, holy shit, just wait.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to suck when you move away.
Yeah, it's, well, we'll see what we do with the podcast. I mean, I don't know, I guess...
if you take it with you, I'm going to be so pissed.
Well, I might do a podcast of my own, but I don't know if I'm going to need this big board. I might sell it to you guys. But ooh, the thing is...
Sean's got money.
To be perfectly honest, you can probably, you know, I'm not going to give you any good deals on it. I'm going to sell it to you exactly how much I paid for it. So we did like 55 minutes here, guys. Is that long? That was long. That was quick. That was very quick.
Yeah, it went fast.
I just want to thank Jesse Fernandez again for coming in and filling in for not just Kevin O'Shea, but Joey Devine as well.
Yeah. Amen.
No problem.
And like, I take up the slack taking on both. Two men this week.
All right, that's enough of that.
Any plugs anybody wants to do before sign off here?
Sacramento tomorrow.
I might not be able to do that.
Really?
Yeah. If this phone isn't working, I need to get my phone fixed. So we'll see what happens in the morning.
The business is every Wednesday at the Dark Room.
Yes.
And on July 15th, it'll feature Matt Morales.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And definitely check out thingswemade.com. Which I was recently a part of last week. That is a really fun show. You should definitely check that out.
Yeah. He's right.
Yeah, I'm totally right. And
my shows are going to be the Friday ahead of Things We Made on Saturday.
Also very fun.
At the Dark Room. Yeah. Dark Room is the new place for comedy in San Francisco.
Yeah. And we're taking that over by giving them lots of money.
Yeah.
What's up now?
And just to let you guys know, the show at the last Run Amok show will be... canceled, unfortunately.
Oh,
so we had to drop out.
Listen to their songs on Facebook again.
Yes, we had to drop out. Max is not going to be able to do it. So, go to runamuck, myspace.com/runamuckrocks. All that being said, my name is Matt Morales. Thank you and good night.
Bye.
Bye.